The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshell.cf. Today, I'm going to be talking about awkwardness. There's different forms of awkwardness. Some are more intense than others, but I want to dive into awkwardness only because it was triggered today because there was two co-workers arguing. One of the co-workers, he's a homosexual guy. And so the other guy comes up to me and says, "Let me ask you something. Do you think that looks gay how he has his nail painted with this clear coating on it?" Before I could even open my mouth, I felt the hostility was like really thick. And he just bursted out, "Don't ask this dude anything about gay and straight. Don't ask him nothing at all." I was like, wow, whoa, pent up anger much. Where is this coming from? I didn't say anything. I don't think I've ever treated him different than anyone else. So apparently, maybe he just don't like my stance on certain social things like gay marriage or whatever. So there's no reason to be so hostile. I didn't treat you any different than anyone. Jeez, golly, bite my head off, why don't you? So that was a little bit awkward, but I've been in a more awkward situation, and they do intensify some awkwardness. So if you ever been in an awkward situation, I'd like to hear from you. 323-835-1123, because it can really, I don't know, it's a feeling. I can't describe it. I just know it when I feel it. You can't, it's just like how you can't hide love and or hate anger. Being awkward is hard to hide. It's like a whole feeling comes over you. I can't put my finger on it. So I'm going to dive in more to about that. And of course, I'm going to start with the news here. So, right off the bat, I'm not surprised by this headline here. 2,400 elementary school teachers in North Carolina flunked the math exam. I am not surprised by this at all because, like I said, they don't teach anymore in school, really. It's all about propagandizing the children. So, I'm not surprised by this story at all. So, this is from the Charlotte Observer. Okay, let's just get rid of these pop-ups. Pop-ups drive me nuts. Okay, so hundreds of North Carolina teachers are flunking math exams. It may not be their fault. Also, they're already making excuses for them, are we? So this story was done yesterday, August 1st. Almost 2,400 North Carolina elementary school teachers have failed the math portion of their licensing exams, which puts their careers in jeopardy. Since the state hired Pearson Publishing Company to give the exam in 2013, according to a report presented to the State Board of Education Wednesday, failure rates have spiked as schools around the state struggle to find teachers for the youngest children. Education officials are now echoing what frustrated teachers have been saying. The problem may lie with the exams rather than the educators. Of course, blame it on the test. Don't blame it on the dummy taking the test. Oh, lovely. Lovely. Teachers in Florida and Indiana have also seen mass failures when their states adopted Pearson testing, according to news reports from the states, those states. Concern about the validity of the Pearson licensing exams is so pervasive that it is discussed as the year's National Education Association Conference, said North Carolina Association of Educators President Mark Jewell. So I don't know. Blame it on the test or blame it on the dummy. Pick one. I prefer to choose the latter. Okay, let's see here. What else we got here? Huh. Abstaining from alcohol heightens dementia risk? They're asking the question. Let's see here. So it says, abstaining from alcohol heightens dementia risk by as much as 45%, the survey suggests. People who drink more than recommended alcohol limit and those who are teetotal, I don't even know what that means, are at a heightened risk of dementia. Okay. We'll pass that along to Mr. Jackson. Let me stop. Amazon lobby group to battle postal service change. Trump did follow through. He said he was going to do it. And you guys deserve it. You're running sweatshops. I read a story 2 or 3 days ago of what you did to this poor woman. You made her homeless, and she got hurt on the job, and you made her homeless. She had to live out of her car, and she had to travel 60 miles to get to your sweatshop. And you didn't even have the station, you know, equipped with the proper safety guards. So you guys are horrible. Horrible. So Amazon.com and other retail and logistics companies said on Wednesday they had started a new group to lobby to keep U.S. Postal Services package delivery service reliable and affordable. Yeah, I don't care. It shouldn't be reliable and affordable to you. Bottom line is your monopoly, you certainly could afford it. You certainly can afford it. Let's see here. Been treated worse by women in Hollywood than men. Aniston? I'm not into Hollywood. I don't even know who that is. Aniston. Who's Aniston? Let's see. Okay, I know her face now. I think I know who she is. But according to her, it says here, I met Jen. Don't roll your eyes at me. That's what we call her. In my kitchen about 6 years ago, when my husband, Jimmy Kimmel, and I visited our friend Justin Thoreau over for pizza with his new girlfriend, at first I was a bit starstruck that Rachel Green was standing near my bananas. She was wearing black jeans, a black tank top, and wedge sandals, and she smelled like vacation. But my nerves faded as soon as she hugged me, pulled a line off, blah, blah, blah. Okay, why am I reading this? I don't even care. I know I'm supposed to start. When you start something, you're supposed to finish it, but I just can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not interested. I'm making noise because it's better to hum than to have dead air as I'm flipping through the stories. Beat each other with perfume bottles. Is this Roseanne's thing with her stupid new fragrance? I don't even care. Honestly, let's see what this is. Huge brawl breaks out in duty-free at Paris airport as French rappers beat each other with perfume bottles and rampage past oversized M&Ms in front of a terrified passenger. I don't care. It's stupid. Stupid. I don't care. Bernie wades into contentious primaries. Let's see what good old Bernie Sanders is up to. This guy need to go home and sit down before you drop down. Too old to be in this. Come on, enough with the pop-ups already. I could hear you. Oh, Trump is old. Well, Trump looks a lot better than this guy, doesn't he? This guy looks like he's the walking dead. As the year's primaries contest draw to a close in the next 2 months, Senator Bernie Sanders has started to weigh in on more aggressively in high stakes. You know what? I don't even care what your opinion. I don't. I really don't. Let's see. Belgium charging journalists to cover EU summit. So they're charging them to cover the summit. Interesting. Bark ban comes into effect. Oh, the burqa. This one's the burqa. Burqa bans come into effect in Denmark amid protests. You really, although it says some women really do need to cover their face up. They don't have to be with a burqa, but some women. I'm just saying, you're a sexist. You're rude, Rayshawn. Well, thank you. Let's see here. CBS board pressed for Moonveen's investigation weeks before Ronan exposed. Chicagoland, heart attack victim waits 43 minutes for ambulance after calling 911. I wonder if they even survive. That's a long wait. Or if they do survive, they're probably not going to be the same. That's a long wait. That is absolutely awful. Let's see here. Let's just flip to, did they make it? It's not letting me know. It didn't say they died. But my dad's having a heart attack. Okay, that's just a 911 call. People could die because of an ambulance that does not get to them on time. But one paramedic said, I absolutely believe people have already died, but this particular person didn't die yet. Well, that's a long wait. That's a terribly long wait. Cocaine use soars in richer households. You know, I've never had the urge to want to try that. What's this? Drug sellers tout grinder safety. Okay, I think they misspelled grinder. This doesn't look like food. Tout grinder safety, GRINDR. What? I think they must, let's see, is this a typo? Let's open this up and see. Is some type of slang? We use cookies. Yes, I agreed. I don't know why they call it cookie anyway. It says here, cocaine use among people from wealthier homes in England and Wales is at its highest in nearly a decade, official figures indicate. Wow. I didn't even know cocaine was still. Is crack a form of cocaine? I don't even know. I don't do drugs, so I don't really know. I'm ignorant to all these different things. In 2017, 18.3% of 16 to 59 year olds living in households with an income of at least 50,000 reported, and this is 50,000, not dollars, but the whatever, euros, reported taking the drugs in powder form. Statistics published alongside at least study show powder cocaine use. Okay, I don't care. This is not okay. I don't see anything about the food, about the grinder sandwich in here, because they had seemed to misspell it here. I clicked into the store. I don't see anything unless I read through it real fast. I don't see anything in regards to the grinder sandwich that they spelled GR. I forgot how they spelled it. They didn't spell it right. They spelled it wrong. Grinder. You think someone would proofread these things before they send them out? Heck, they spelled grinder like that. GR. I can't think of it. Maybe just slang. Maybe it's a British thing. Maybe in the UK, this is how they spell grinder. Anyway, I don't care. Close out of there. And there goes my girl. I hear her. You know, they're funny. Even though they're nocturnal, when I'm up in the morning and they hear my alarm clock, that's when they wake up and they're expecting a treat or they get very testy. So I am going to have to go give them a treat and come right back because they are spoiled. Spoiled sugar gliders.
So where do you want to eat? Wait, let me guess. Taco Bell. Sorry.
What, where do you want to eat? Starbucks?
So what's it like mowing my lawn all day?
I don't know. What's it like eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day?
Oh shoot, what time is it? Don't you have to go to Home Depot soon to find work?
I'm just curious. How many times did you get a divorce this year?
Shouldn't you be watching a soccer game right now or something?
Shouldn't you be waiting in line for the next iPhone?
Oh, I just got a call from immigration and you're being deported.
Well, I just got... Wait, are you serious?
No, dude, it's a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got a call from Abercrombie & Fitch and they want their clothes back.
We're literally wearing the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So what's it like not having a green card?
So what's it like not having Wi-Fi?
Why don't you just go eat a burrito, bro?
Why don't you just go eat some organic, gluten-free, fat-free water?
So tell me, what's it like putting guacamole on everything?
You tell me what it's like putting guacamole on everything.
What's it like not paying taxes?
It's actually pretty nice.
No, yeah, I bet.
It's just a lot easier financially.
All right. Can we call a truce? That's enough. Let's just call a truce. What do you say?
Yeah, okay. You stupid.
Welcome back. Those awkward puppets are something else. If you never heard their jokes, they're pretty much just like this. Just like this, it says awkward puppets. And I'm just playing a clip from them because today I'm going to be featuring talking about awkwardness. And they're pretty awkward. You have a Mexican puppet and a white puppet and they're trading racist jokes. So, but let's get back to some news before we get to that. Spain swelters at 118 degrees. The heat is definitely on. So, new telescope. Whoops. What we got here? Hit the panic button. New telescope picks up mysterious space signal. Huh. This is interesting. What do we have here? In Canada, this was in Canada. A new radio telescope in Canada is doing its job picking up mysterious signals from deep space known as fast radio bursts, FRBs. The Canadian hydrogen intensity mapping experiment, or CHIME, in British Columbia detected the first ever FRB at frequencies below 700 megahertz on July 25th. A signal named FRB180725A. As you might guess, FRBs are milliseconds long bursts of radio emissions that came from some unknown source across the universe. So who knows what that could be? Anything. I'm not just going to jump on the bandwagon and say anything on that. Reddit hacked. I don't use it that much. I don't have much information on there anyway. Let's see here. Wow. A town dusted off their typewriters after cyber attack. Let's see what this is all about. Well, this must be the Reddit thing. Typewriter, look at this. Government workers in Borough of Alaska have turned to typewriters to do their jobs after ransomware infected their computer system. A spokeswoman from Matunuska, Sostina, said the malware had encrypted its email server, internal systems, and disaster recovery servers. Wow. That's really horrible. I mean, technology is great, but you always have evil people out there, and things will not always work. They'll always try to stop you from doing what you need to get done. So that's why you should get something like online backup, one of those cloud services. But who knows if they're not going to start hacking into those services, then what are you going to do? So I don't know what you could do other than back up your stuff. And what I usually do is I usually do multiple backups. So if one fails, I call it chain backing up. Backup files 5 or even 10 times. Keep them different places. So something happens, I'll have a copy. Employee rages at billionaire Bezos after work injury forces her to live in a car. Okay, I think this must be an update, because I think, was it yesterday? Yesterday I talked about this very woman. Remember, she injured her back and she was living out of her car. She had to travel 60 miles. So this might be an update. Let's see here. This is in the Sun. Yeah, this is the same woman. I can remember her face. So, an ex-Amazon employee claims she ended up being evicted from her home and having to sleep at the warehouse car park after becoming injured at work and receiving no sick pay. So I think, yeah, I read this already. This is, maybe I'm pretty sure I read this already. I thought it was an update. I think it's the same story. My bad. Okay, so anything good? Tommy Robinson freed after winning court battle. Okay, I don't even know who he is, I'm ashamed to say. So let's open up the story and read another Sun story. Let's see. Mental torture. Tommy Robinson thanks supporters as he walks free from prison after quashing conviction for filming at Asian sex gang trial. Wow, I didn't even know that this happened. Interesting. Well, there you have it. CNN Acosta, Trump rally felt like we weren't in America anymore. Who cares what you have to say? Jerry Brown, worst heat since civilization emerged 10,000 years ago. It's that hot, huh? 118 degrees, that's hot. I don't know, I couldn't do it. Starbucks brews with the communists. Plans 2,000 stores with Alibaba. Oh, they'll feel right, they'll fit right in. They'll feel right at home. They'll feel right at home. Let's see, tight in techs. Beto closes in on Cruz. Trophy hunting foes sue to shut down Trump Wildlife Board. I don't care about these things. White House plans 25% tariff on China. He's not going to back down. As the probe turn, I don't care about this probe stuff, honestly. I've had it with the news for Thursday. You could tell I just want Friday to hurry up, come around the corner already so I can get to the weekend. Let's take a break and come back and talk about awkwardness.
One, two, three, four.
When do I come in?
You come in after four.
So on five.
Yes, but I'm not going to say five. I'm not going to say five. You have to come in at four. All right, one, two, three, four, now.
If you say, how are you? I'll say,
not much.
My hand and your boob accidentally touch. I snort when I laugh and I fart when I sneeze. Stand right behind this guy when he pees. If I see you waving, my hand goes in the air. Even though you're waving to that guy over there. I talk shit about you like a slap box. Till I realize that I wrote it in your I am box. When a waiter says, enjoy your food. Every single time I will say,
oh, you too.
I mean it. Yo, have a seat next to me. Pour yourself a cup of my dignity. How was your boyfriend? You two really click. Oh, you broke up. That guy was a dick. Excuse me, I cannot reach the top rack. Oh, you don't work here.
You're just black.
Awkward.
When will this moment pass?
I feel like such an ass.
It makes my skin crawl.
Yo, it makes me feel so small. When I see you, I give you a quizzical look. Do I know you from life or from Facebook? You're far away, and cause we can't talk yet, we'll act like our eyeballs never met. When we talk, I gotta hide my shame. You think we're BFF, but I don't know your name. So here we are in no
man's land.
Do I give you a hug or just shake your hand? I go for the embrace so warm and pleasing. You try to pull away, but I keep on squeezing. You try to pass by, but we bump and sway. Thanks for the dance, I'll be on my way. We said our goodbyes and I shed a tear. Miss you already.
What? You're still here?
I want to avoid further social connection, so I walk 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Awkward.
When will this moment pass?
I feel like such an ass. Awkward.
You think it can't get worse?
Awkward.
Yo, but we've got one more verse.
I'm an elevator ride you want to impose. I'll say I'm pressing open, but I'll press door close. If you make it in, I will devise a way to look everywhere but in your eyes. Then I'll follow you right out the door. Take a look around this 8-foot floor. Wrinkled your phone, so put it to your cheek. I didn't mean to call you, but now we gotta speak. One last thing, when my voice gets loud and there's suddenly silence in the crowd, I don't care, I won't change what I say. All these people are dicks anyway.
What? What? For you, this guy was all like,
just don't.
No, I do not think you guys are dicks anyway. No way. He, I don't know, is super.
Political bomb show.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics.
why or why not?
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than a pet.
Listen to our podcast. Visit politicalbombshow.cf.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. Awkward rap song. Awkward rap. So exactly, what is an awkward person? So an awkward person is someone who is clumsy or a situation which is uncomfortable. A person who is uncoordinated, for example, or a person like two people meet and they don't have anything to say. It's like an awkward silence. So there's many different meanings for awkward, like I was saying before, it's many different types. Like I felt awkward today. What does it mean to feel awkward? Let's see. To feel awkward. These are like an example. It's Middle English roots are awk, meaning backhanded, and ward, to go in the direction of. So if you are feeling uncomfortable or clumsy, it's probably because your hands are connected to you the wrong way. I have no idea what that means. It sounds like gobbledygook to me. But no, it does make sense. What does it mean to be socially awkward? Now, this one is probably a category I fall into a lot. Feeling nervous in social settings. The typical social awkward person doesn't feel comfortable in social settings, situations. They are anxious, anxiety producing. I mean, to me, it depends. If I'm around a group that makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, it's hard to describe. Like for instance, I thought I would feel socially awkward when I went into a club where no one spoke English and it was all Italians and I was the only black guy there, and I didn't feel socially awkward. Which ironically, sometimes I'll go into an all black situation and feel completely awkward because they think that I'm, you know, I'm Democrat and liberal like them. So when they come at me with certain things, it's socially awkward. You know what I mean? Because it's like they assume that I think the way that they do. And so that was like one guy I met at work a while back, Donald. I can't remember his name, but it's not really important. But there was a black guy, and everyone knows that I hated Obama. So they told him that, and I had to work with the guy that day. Now, this, keep in mind, I never saw the guy before, never worked with him once. So the first thing out of his mouth, how could you do that? How could you not vote for Obama and you're black? I'm abandoning my race or some other such thing. I was like, guy, I don't even know you, number one, and I'm not gonna sit here and justify what I did. He's like, well, you're gonna have to. I was like, who is this guy think he is? Are you kidding me? I'm like trying to remain professional, but I'm like, at this point, my blood is boiling. Like, this guy, he's just started working here and he's picking a fight with me and he doesn't even know me. I said, listen, if you must know, my ideology is not compatible with his ideology. He's like, so what? He's black and you're black. I was like, okay, we're getting nowhere. You're just going around in circles. You can't vote for someone just because of their race. I said, what if I was white and I wanted to vote for a George Bush? You would call me racist, right? He was like, hell yeah. I was like, well, what do you call a black guy who wants to vote for another black guy? I could hear nothing but crickets. So then I just didn't want any part of it, because you can't win an argument with a fool. And he was clearly a fool. And I finally just said, look, you're going to shut up, drive, and don't say another word. And he pulled the truck over and said, and put it in park and said, well, we're not going anywhere. We're gonna sort this out. I went ballistic. I went off. So that was an example of feeling socially awkward. Very socially awkward, and I hate that. I hate to be stereotyped, because stereotyped by my own people, that's the worst. I hate it. Don't stereotype me because I'm black. I'm supposed to be fit into your Democrat socialist party. It's ridiculous, and so I don't like being stereotyped, and so I actually feel a lot more social awkwardness around, you know, black people when they force me into feeling like I'm on the wrong side of the fence, and that makes me feel socially awkward. I don't like it. So there's that. Let's see what else we got here. What do you mean by awkward moment? Well, I just pretty much described the awkward moment there with Donald. That was the awkward moment. But what they say here is that is how it is to feel awkward, literally, that you are going in the wrong direction. And I think I read this already. Like today with, yesterday rather, when the co-worker came up to me asking me about the homosexual nails. I was like, I didn't even say a word. And he just jumped right down my throat. Never treated the guy any different. But just because of my point of views, he wanted to jump down my throat and say, don't ask this guy anything about gay or straight. Ask him anything. He's getting all emotional, like, do you want a My Doll? That's what I should have said. But that would have probably made matters worse. I didn't help matters. I told him he should listen to my podcast on transgender, and he stormed away. But that's because he had pissed me off. Because you, I have never treated you different, and you were acting like a real prima donna. Okay, so how do I stop being awkward? Well, I would love to know this one, because it's very difficult. Realize that you're not alone. Ask yourself where your feelings or awkwardness come from. Work to overcome shyness. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. Well, I don't. Let me keep reading them. Six. Know if you have social anxiety and acknowledge your feelings. So let me just go down the list and see if I pass the test. Realize that you're not alone. Yes, I know that. Ask yourself where you feel your feelings of awkwardness come from. I think I know that. Work to overcome shyness. I'm shy at first until I get to know you, and then I'm the party of the ball. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. I don't worry at all. I say screw them. Know if you have social anxiety. I don't know if I have that or not. So number five, I can't answer. And acknowledge your feelings. That I can. So what does it mean to be an awkward person? I've been told that I'm awkward. So let me see by this definition if I'm actually awkward. It says here, pretty much repeating the same thing. Awkward is someone who was clumsy of a situation, which is uncomfortable. Yeah, that's true. That's me. A person who is uncoordinated. Sometimes I could be uncoordinated. Maybe I am, I guess. I guess I'm an awkward person. Oh, well. I'm awkward. How do you become less shy? How do you become less shy? Let's see here. Choose an area of improvement. You may be shy in certain situations and more comfortable speaking in others. Recognize negative thoughts pattern. Talk out loud when you are alone. They're encouraging people to be a nut. face your fears gradually. Get out of your comfort zone and be patient. I think I've done a lot of those already. What is the definition of a weird person? See, now we're getting somewhere. I was going to say this before I got to this. I was going to say awkwardness and weirdness is kind of linked together. And now they're asking, what is the definition of a weird person? So the adjective strange comes from the Latin word extraneous, meaning foreign or external. If someone approaches you speaking with a strange accent, it means you can't identify where the person is from. Not that he or she is odd or weird, the newer meaning of strange. Is social awkwardness a disorder? I don't think so. I don't think I feel like I have a disorder. Social anxiety disorder, also called social phobia. Maybe I have social phobia. It's a mental health condition. Really? I'm insane. Insane. It is an intense, persistent fear of being watched and judged by others. See, I don't feel that. I used to, but I'm not like that anymore. In fact, that's how I think I fought through it as a kid, and that's why I'm very outspoken now. And doesn't have to stop you from reaching your potential. Treatment can help you overcome your symptoms. I treated myself. I grew it, for lack of a better word. What is an awkward sentence? Well, we played some awkwardness from those puppets. Those were awkward sentences. But, what does the abbreviation AWK? Okay, I don't care. How do you stop from being shy? Bah, bah, bah. I don't know that I agree that this is a disorder. I mean, everything is a disorder. They even have a Trump disorder now. People who are out of their minds because Trump won. I can't imagine that that's even real. How sick in the head are you that you're really suffering and going to call it a syndrome, a Trump syndrome disorder because Hillary didn't win? Are you that stupid or idiotic? I wasn't happy when Obama won. I didn't have an Obama disorder. It's stupid. They're just making things up as they go along. It's stupid. I've never heard of such a thing. It's so idiotic. I don't get it. I mean, really, you guys, you people are that screwed up in the head. You really are that screwed up in the head, aren't you? Oh, look at me. I have a disorder. What's your disorder, sir? It's Trump disorder syndrome. I've never heard of it. It's Trump disorder syndrome. Never heard of it. It's Trump. I heard it now. Shut up. Jeez, it doesn't make any sense to me. You are so pathetic to me. Can't you see? You're everything I did not dream for. You're everything I don't need. Because you are so pathetic to me. I am bugging. Ooh, it's hot. The heat is on. The heat is burning me up. But, no, it doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just like Diego the puppet. This is very funny. And people would probably be offended by some of these things, but let's play a little bit of Diego the puppet. He's very funny. Very funny puppet. I just found him today.
Stop. Hi, welcome. Can you get out of here? Welcome to Music with Diego. I'm Diego, and I wrote all these songs.
It's Music with Diego.
The name of the first song is Starbucks. It's expensive. Thank you. This next song I wrote for my wife, Benita. It's called A Song for My Wife, Benita. bonita. Please stop talking. Thank you. This next song is
yes,
a cover
that's
of
funny.
Bieber called Sorry. Is it too late now to say sorry for drinking every night and stealing money from my friend Juan last Tuesday? Okay, thank you. The last song is called Tequila. It's delicious. Okay, thank you. It's music with Diego.
See, it's funny. I'm going to have to definitely subscribe to him. He's basically an awkward puppet, and he does all kinds of awkwardness. And I like when he teams up with, like you heard like earlier, he teamed up with the white puppet where they exchange racial jokes. So I haven't seen anything new from them, though. It's the last stuff I saw on here was 2017, so I don't, who knows if they're all done or what, but yep, actually, let's see, Diego, where are you, ooh, awkward puppets, let's see here, the latest thing that they had was 7 months ago, so I think that's 2017, so hope to see some more of his stuff. He was very funny. I was doing show prep, and that's where I found him. And I had to play some. He is very funny. So, yeah, it was very awkward when he came at me, because I've never said anything discriminatory specifically against the homosexual co-worker there. I've always been treating like everyone else, tell jokes, no gay jokes or anything like that, just regular jokes. But apparently he don't like, one time he worked with me and he didn't like the fact that I was listening to Michael Sabbath. He said, why am I listening to, he calls it hate speech. I was like, what did he say was hateful? I guess Savvy was talking about something to do with transgenders. I don't remember the exact quote, but he came right in as he said transgenders, and he hates him. And so he says basically that I am brainwashed, but no, that's what liberals get brainwashed. I think for myself, I keep telling him that I listen to his show because I identify with a lot of things he says, because my ideology is pretty much aligned with his. And so I think he just doesn't like the fact that that I'm conservative. He always said, why don't you listen to some music? Well, there's a time to listen to music. I listen to music up until a point, but I have my favorite talk shows and podcasts as well as you do. And so Savage is one of them. He happens to hate him. I don't know that he hates me. I think he just hates my ideology and my political belief. I think that's what it is. I didn't even know he'd listen to my stuff. How does he even know? But it doesn't matter either way. But it's just ridiculous that the hostility yesterday, I was like, wow, I am not, what's going on here? I mean, I couldn't even get a word out where he was like, don't ask this guy anything, don't ask him anything at all, I do nothing at all, I do nothing at all. That's what I felt was, I do nothing. I thought he was going to bust out singing that. It was, wow, man. I really don't understand. I don't get it, dude. I mean, you believe what you believe, and I don't show any hostility. Why can't I believe what I believe without all the hostility? I don't get it. I do not get it. It's one-sided. They expect things to go their way and only their way only. And that's not life. It's not going to happen like that. It really won't. So you could keep on getting mad, and it doesn't matter to me, because I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to change the way how I think because you don't like what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So that's up to you. You can do all you want to try and change my mind, but yeah, it's not going to happen. It really won't happen. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie.
Oh, do you?
I know just how to fake it.
He does.
And I know just how to scheme.
He's a schemer.
I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream.
Uh-huh.
And I know just where to touch you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I know just what to prove.
Careful with the touching.
I know when to pull you closer.
Whoa.
And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly.
I bet this song would be considered sexual abuse these days, wouldn't it? You know why? No. Out of nothing at all.
And I don't know how you do it.
Not a nothing at all. Out of 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 nothing at all. Just out of nothing at all. Out of nothing at all. So, yeah, it was out of nothing at all. I didn't deserve the treatment. I mean, I found it funny. I thought it was some funny stuff. I burst out laughing. I mean, I guess out of nothing at all, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of nothing at all. Jeez. God, you really need to calm down there, buddy. You can't live life trying to force someone to be acceptant if they don't want to be acceptant. And I, like I said, I guess I haven't done anything, actually. I treat you just like everyone else. And that's because I'm fair-minded. I'm a social libertarian, so you're an adult and you want to sleep with men. That's your business. But don't try to convince me to want to feel the same way about gay marriage and all this other stuff. That's, you know, that's my feeling. I'm not going around gay bashing and all this stuff. That's how you're acting. That's how he's acting, like I'm one of these guys that's going around gay bashing and I'm not doing anything. So it's really it's really, really something, you know? I mean, really, 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 really something. I don't understand. Don't get it, dude. But I'm going to just ask one thing right now. Just one question. You know what the question is? Oh, it's coming up now. Listen. Hold on, here's a question.
Need to ask a question.
What's the question?
Calling out my name.
Yeah.
Nothing seems to
I wish.
Wish I had a clue.
I wish you had a clue, dude. I wish you had a clue. But it's all right. You want to verbally do this? Come on.
Come on.
All right, this part is especially for you. Listen closely. Listen.
Well, I don't think you love me.
There's a but.
Well, I hate you as well.
Okay, yeah. Enough fun with this guy. I'm sure he's not finding any of this humorous. I find it humorous. But awkwardness. Awkwardness is a horrible feeling. I went through it as a teenager, as a boy. It is such an awkwardness is so horrible. I mean, it really keeps you back from being who you can be. It really does. I don't know if it's I wouldn't go as far as call it a disorder or anything like that, but it certainly keeps you back. I know that much. It really holds you back. So if you're super awkward where you can't even leave the house, then I think you should seek some sort of help. But if you get socially awkward every now and then, depending on the situation, have a shot of brandy. That'll help loosen you up. Like Mr. Jackson. Now, I'm a friendly. This is a friend of mine. We're pretty good friends. And he said, oh, I need a shot to come on your show. I just want to talk to you, dude. I'm not going to treat you like Jenny. You're not a liberal like Jenny. So he agreed he's going to come on. I don't know when. I'm not going to hold him to it. I think it's making them socially awkward to be on the show, I think. So we won't harass him anymore. I have a flag that says don't tread on me. And I need to know exactly what does that mean. Is that something? I have a flag that's hung up and I don't know the exact meaning. Should I be admitting this? We better look this up real quick and see what this means. Because maybe I shouldn't be having it. Don't tread on me meaning. There we go. Don't tread on me meaning. I better look the meaning up. This is, let's see, let's open this up. Don't tread on me began, I don't like how it's, when they say so-called. What does that mean, so-called? Let me look for a different dictionary. Where did the phrase don't tread on me come from? Let's read this one. Here we go. Position below the rattlesnake are the words don't tread on me. The flag is named after American general and politician Christopher Gadsden from 1724 to 1805, who designed it in 1775 during the American Revolution. It was used by the Continental Marines as an early model flag along with the Maltrof flag. So I guess that's what it means. What does the flag come and take it to mean? The men of Gonzales fired the little cannon at the Mexican troops, and they raised the flags soon from a woman's wedding dress that showed a lone star. Okay, this is not even the same. This isn't the same one. Okay, yeah, that's isn't it. Anyway. I think gonna bring this to a close. It's so close to the end of the week. my energy level is like really diminished. I mean, I think I have my greater energy on my Tuesday show. Wednesday on hump day, I'm kind of winding down. Thursday, I'm like, oh, I'm dragging. Then Friday, I get a burst of energy because TGIF during the weekend. Yeah. So I will see you guys TGIF, God willing.
Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.